Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover March 1st through the 8th. And what do we have going on this week? We have both Venus and Mercury headed into Aries. And it's just crazy. I wrote down like all the little, you know, math equations for representing all the different connections they're going to make. And we've got like 21 here. So luckily for us, most of it's happening in the same territory. So I'll actually, I think, be able to get through all of this. But what this means, both of these guys are entering into this territory. And I should also say we're also going to have Jupiter retrograde. So Mercury and Venus will move into Aries. During this week ahead, Mercury will move into the shadow of his upcoming retrograde, and Jupiter will retrograde, and they both do that on the 8th. And so we are definitely starting to feel the pull back towards some old stuff that we want to go back and revisit, whether that's to, you know, get a better closure, release some things, purge, or if it is about reconnecting to rekindle or to rework something, rethink some ideas. That's going to be a big theme starting to take hold in this weekend. And it is going to grow over the weeks and months ahead, depending on which planet we're looking at there. So starting with Venus. Venus is moving into Aries on the 6th, as is Mercury. And she's going to be there a little over 3 weeks. She's going to travel there from March 6th through the 31st. Now, you guys who, you know, plot this out on your calendars with the dates I give you, or if you want to just jot these dates down, they are going to be important because what both Venus and Mercury are going to be doing over these weeks ahead is about having some issues with the Capricorn part of the sky. And that means we're going to be squaring Capricorn. And this is going to happen because at certain points, Venus and Mercury will come up and square Saturn in the sign of Capricorn, Pluto in the sign of Capricorn, and square Mars when Mars starts there. And so, you know, when we're talking about Capricorn, we're talking about whatever we're doing on this personal or physical level with our Venus and Mercury themes, going to come up against, you know, something that's frustrating or challenging us, or pushing our buttons, or pushing us to do more, to really achieve something. And it'll be focused on whatever those personal goals are, or what's going on the career front, or what's happening with authority figures that we're dealing with. Could be a judge, a director, a teacher, a mentor, a priest, a parent, a boss, you know, any higher-up type individual. This is really going to be in play for quite some time. And so I do think we need to really kind of think about where we are in our situations. What is the big goal that you want to push to achieve, finally get it done and off your plate? Where do you want to further your career direction? What do you need to do with those authority figures? And really focus in on where you are in your own situation, because Aries is about, you know, our physical side of ourselves, our body, and what we're physically getting involved in, what's going on with our image or brand or name or title in a scenario. Are we finding our name to something or getting our name out there about something? Do we need to pursue personal objectives in this scenario? So, again, getting back to Venus, Venus here is going to get us to focus on those needs of ours. When it comes to where we are with income scenarios, with love, with women or beauty interests. And so this becomes way more dynamic, way more aggressive, way more passionate, sometimes more angry or fighting, and definitely more motivated. So, you know, coming out the door, everybody's going to feel this. Venus can help kind of, smooth over issues or attract the things that we're going for here. But like I said, she's going to come up against these three planets. Well, actually, she's there a shorter time, so she only comes up against Saturn and Pluto. Oh, that's all. But, you know, with Saturn, we're trying to deal with something finite. We need to end something or make a long-term commitment or deal with the responsibilities or those authorities or the ambitions or the restrictions or, you know, the timing in the matter. With Pluto, we're trying to purge or evolve a situation, deal with major changes or upheavals, and kind of transform the scenario. So all of that is focused on those goals and the career and the authority types. So Venus will come up. I'm just giving you a projection out to the end of the month so you guys have this information as you get into this starting March 6th and you're starting to determine the direction you personally want to go with this. Venus will come up to square Saturn on the 13th. She will come together with Mercury on the same degree between the 19th and 20th, depending on what coast. You may feel it both days. She will then square Pluto on the 23rd, and then she will come and sit with Uranus on the 28th. And then exit the sign on the 31st. So, you know, obviously coming together with Mercury brings the information flow together with this love or income or woman or beauty theme and what you're doing for yourself. Coming together with Uranus brings that kind of sudden change or excitement or surprise, kind of be innovative on that day. So there you have kind of the play ahead with this. So just remember, you know, women are going to be more feisty and more aggressive and more passionate, and we're going to be really focused on showing up and getting more physically involved in the things that we want when it comes to love or money, and that starts on the 6th. Now, Mercury is a little bit more complicated. Mercury is going to enter Aries on March 6th and will not exit Aries until May 13th. This is huge. I mean, Mercury usually zips through a sign. This is going to be about 9 weeks. It's because up ahead, Mercury will retrograde in this sign. And let's see here. Mercury during the retrograde phase will cover between 16 and 4 degrees of Aries, backing up from 16 down to 4. So a big chunk. Pretty much just about half of the sign. So, it, you know, again, now when we're talking about what we're pursuing for ourselves, and then the occasional times when we're coming up and having to push harder for those goals or career or authority type scenarios, Mercury activations are really going to be the days when we are getting into the talks or meetings, signing agreements, dealing with sales, writing, interviewing, fielding offers, making decisions. It's information and communication. And it may involve more things going on locally or with short trips or siblings or neighbors in the mix or vehicles or electronics in the mix. So this is quite the big story starting. So this starts on March 6th. Again, we're making choices for ourselves. We're more aggressive, more passionate with our words and our choices and our communications. And we have that fighting spirit because of Aries as well. Mercury will come up and square Saturn, giving the first big push between the 10th and 11th. Mercury, again, I mentioned when I talked about Venus, will come and sit with Venus on the 20th. So, you know, that's a day for maybe the 19th, depending on if you get the early buildup of that. So the love and income and women and beauty interests that you have coming together with the decisions, talks, meetings, etc. Then Mercury is going to retrograde on the 22nd. And so those day, the day that it retrogrades, it goes into its shadow on the 8th. I did it already when I talked about Jupiter, but it goes into its shadow on the 8th. So we can start to feel that pull backwards, feeling like we want to get back to that old version of who we were or release something about that so that we can move forward, moving, you know, after the retrograde is over, really focusing on ourselves, our name, brand, body, image, needs, and what we want to revisit during this time. So we start to feel that pull on the 8th. Things start to, if there are going to be, you know, mix-ups or miscommunications or breakdowns with the, you know, more challenging side of a Mercury retrograde, we can start to feel that coming in from the 8th onward. Then on the 22nd, Mercury retrogrades. And so Mercury is going to retrograde from March 22nd through April 15th, and we will have a post-shadow that lasts until May 4th. So, you know, time for the do-over during this phase. Mercury will come together with Mars in a square between April 3rd and 4th, and then square Saturn between April 4th and 5th. So just circle the 3rd through the 5th of April as being very challenging or very ambitious, dealing with a lot of push with the motivation or anger or passion with those authority figures or goals or career matters, and also then any limits or endings or long-term commitments or ambitions or authority figures with Saturn in the mix. Those 3 days are going to be quite off the charts. Like I said, April 15th, Mercury goes direct. April 25th, Mercury re-squares Saturn. May 7th, Mercury re-squares Pluto. May 12th, Mercury squares Mars. All of those days, pushing, challenging. And then finally, on May 13th, Mercury will sit on the same degree with Uranus again, bringing that kind of sudden change or surprise or excitement or innovation. And then the same day, Mercury leaves Aries finally and moves into Taurus. So that's your breakdown in the story and the way it's going to play forward. I do believe we're all in for some, you know, it's going to be a very busy, active, dynamic, challenging, ambitious time frame. So, you know, plan accordingly, I suppose. And then Jupiter rules, you know, our philosophy and our religious beliefs and politics and media and education and law and travel and foreign interests and ceremonies. And, you know, that has been moving through Scorpio, trying to get us to focus on where we are financially in these scenarios, where we are sexually, intimately, reproductively, with divorce needs, with a death or a birth, or any third party scenarios, power struggles, self-empowerment. And it's been there for several months, and it is now going to retrograde on the 8th. Let's see, it's going to be retrograde until July 10th. So we have 4 months going forward with this, and there will be a couple days that are kind of pivotal to the story here. First of all, it's asking us again to go back and revisit old issues or old opportunities or ideas or people about those topics, how they come together. So if you need to go back and take care of, like, you know, the legal side of your insurance policy or taxes or investments or inheritance or any of those big financial matters, or the legal side of the divorce, or you need to travel for an intimate encounter, or, you know, however you're putting it together, that you'll be going back into the past with this stuff. It's kind of a big do-over, a four-month do-over with this. And so on April 14th, Jupiter will make its second alignment with Pluto, and this is a favorable alignment. This one is helping us kind of make those powerful changes that are empowering us with those authority figures, personal goals, or career matters in the mix with the story, with the finances, or the intimacy, or the reproduction, or the divorce, or the death, or the birth, or the third party. So definitely kind of watch the days around the 14th of April. May 25th, Jupiter will make its alignment with Neptune. It's a harmonic. This brings in some kind of positive flow involving artistic pursuits, spiritual practices, romantic interludes, healing or hospitals or other institutions, research or development. And then finally, Jupiter goes direct on July 10th. So that's our overall breakdown. And so here's how I think I want to do this. I also want to say, with the Jupiter retrograde, it's going to back up from 23 degrees of Scorpio all the way back down to 13. So it's going to, you know, backtrack over 10 degrees of the sign. So, I mean, both of these retrogrades are going to, you know, cover big chunks of the territory for a do-over. So we do have plenty of time to get something right that we might have missed, or let something go that's holding us back, or reconnect with something that still shows promise. So we want to look at the positive side of these retrogrades, not get too wackadoodle when things start to go, you know, here and there, because the energy's shifting. And I definitely want to say to everybody, you know, in this week ahead, March 6th and March 8th are going to be the big ones, the days where you're going to feel that energy, you know, shifting gears in some way, because March 6th, we have Venus and Mercury move into Aries. March 8th, Mercury enters his shadow of his retrograde, and Jupiter retrogrades. So there you have it. All right, so for Aries, you know, this is a lot of energy moving into your sign. This is a good thing, definitely. Venus is definitely going to help the Aries attract either the income or the love, or the women who are beneficial in some way in their life, or beauty interests, or beautifying themselves in some way. It helps smooth out issues on a physical level or on a personal level. It can help you really focus, trying to either enjoy yourself more, or again attract that thing you need when it comes to your physical needs, your image, your brand, your name, your title, et cetera. And so starting on March 6th, this is kicking in. When we talk about those dates I gave at the beginning of the show, with the squares, the big days that stand out, the anything that's pushing you from Capricorn for Aries is about really trying to move your interest ahead when it comes to a personal goal, when it comes to the career, maybe your reputation or fame, or when it comes to authority figures. So you might be dealing with a boss or a parent or a judge or a mentor. And so some of this may feel challenging. Maybe it gets you out of your comfort zone a little bit. Maybe you're just challenging yourself because you're feeling more ambitious now. But just be aware that this is going to be part of the story. And then Mercury in your sign, definitely going to help you find the words you need to say what it is you want to say. Ask for it, sell it, pitch it, sign it. You know, it's about you and where you want to be when you get into these talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and, you know, really kind of gives you the edge. But it's also going to, again, push you when it comes to these bosses or parents or other authority figures or when it comes to your career or goals over this course of 9 weeks, you know, kind of up and down in the days I gave you. And it's also going to give you that permission to slow down a little bit as the shadow phase starts and then into the retrograde starting on the 22nd to go back and reconnect with something from your past, you know, whether that's, again, to let go or reconnect or work something out. And with Jupiter retrograding on March 8th, this is definitely a big swoosh for you guys, feeling the energy start to slow and turn and go backwards. And this is going to take you back to the past with sexual attractions. So you might run into somebody that you were intimate with and pick that back up. Or if you had past sexual issues that you want to go back and address, maybe those will come back up and you can see a specialist and fix that. Again, all the financial arenas for Aries, so you may go back and hammer out something with the taxes or insurance or investments or settlements, et cetera. You may slow down and reconnect with divorce needs or something with somebody's mortality from the past and go back over that in some way. So a big time frame for getting in there. Maybe you'll travel to do this. Maybe it'll be about the legal side of things. Maybe you'll learn something or teach something, you know, through the educational side of it, or it'll be about the media or the ceremonies or the religious or political aspects as Jupiter is kind of focusing those things on these eighth house matters. For Taurus, all this Aries energy is about your 12th house. So this is kicking off like a 3.5-week story with Venus and a 9-week story with Mercury. So you are going to be focusing a lot on what you're doing behind the scenes. This can be in research, strategies, investigations, projects in development. It can be with hospitals, retreats, spas, prisons, psychiatric wards, or other institutions. It can be with what you guys are doing with romance, maybe some romantic getaways during this period. It can be about art, film, music, painting, poetry, dance, sculpture, any muse-related interests. It can be about your own spiritual path and what you're doing, maybe more prayer, meditation, yoga, something moving you through that spiritual realm. So, and I should also say, if it's on the challenging side, you might be dealing with addictions or secrets or deceptions or boundary issues during this period as well. So Venus being here from March 6th to the 31st is going to kind of help you smooth things out or attract the love flow or the income flow to those areas, help you to experience women in these areas in a better way or focus on the beauty side of themes, you know, and you will have this challenge to, like every other sign, there will be periodic challenges with the Capricorn area of the sky. So for Taurus, that means something going on with travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes. So, you know, keep an eye out for those dates I gave at the top of the show about that. With Mercury moving into this part of the sky for Taurus, brings more talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and offers and decisions that are going on about these artistic pursuits or romantic interests or spiritual interests or what you're doing with institutions or with your research and development. And so this, again, also kicks off on March 6th. This one will last until May 13th. Definitely check the list of dates I gave at the top of the show for the high points with this, when you will have to push harder for something or deal with challenges with that Capricorn arena. But this is definitely going to be bringing the news and information flow to the top of the chart, and it is going to then be slowing you down starting on the 8th of March as it enters the shadow, and then for real on the 22nd when it starts to retrograde and take you back into past interests or past issues or reconnecting with past people or situations and seeing what you need to release or rekindle or rework in some way. And with Jupiter retrograde, you know, you've had this big growth spurt going on with key relationships in your life since Jupiter moved into Scorpio. And so this has been about, you know, expanding whatever direction you're going with romantic partners or business partners, clients or agents or specialists or attorneys or competitors. Been doing it because of what's been happening through Scorpio themes of financial or sexual or reproductive or a death, a birth, a divorce, or third-party scenarios. And it's been asking you to look at how you can kind of open things up through Jupiter with these key people, which means, you know, what can you do about the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes in the mix? So this is slowing down and starting to take you back to reconnect to something with your current scenarios, your current relationships, or go back to past relationships or past issues with relationships or past opportunities with relationships and either release, rekindle, rework things. You're going to have 4 months of this and a couple big turning points, as I noted at the beginning of the show, if you want those dates. Okay, so for Gemini, I have to take like a little My back tooth is like really not doing so well. I have to be at the dentist and talking a lot. It really kind of irritates it. Sorry. Oh, man, it hurts. Okay. Gemini is short in the show. We have all this energy flooding into Aries for you. For you guys, this is really going to amp up the activity going on, personal aspirations or original projects or what's going on socially with you. So, you know, what you're doing with friends, with groups, online, with gatherings, with charities, with astrology, with causes that you might be interested in. And so Venus moving into this territory starts to bring me more of the enjoyment into the scenario, maybe about love flowering in these areas or income flow or women who make you happy here or something with beauty that you're getting involved with socially or have an aspiration about. And so you're going to have this here until the 31st of March, from the 6th through the 31st. The challenges that will come up in Capricorn on and off through this period will be about goals that are either financial, sexual, involving divorce, how you're handling a death or a birth, a reproductive situation, or what's happening in third-party scenarios. So you want to kind of be aware that it's time to get serious and do any changes that are going on there and evolve the situation as it comes along. You may be responding to it or maybe you're just very ambitious about something there and going for it. With Mercury moving into this social and aspirational part of your chart on March 6th, you're kicking into a 9-week story. So you're going to start to get more communications, information flow going on with these friends and groups and internet and astrology and charities and gatherings and, you know, about your aspirations and original projects. So this can help you get into the meetings and the interviews and the auditions and the sales and the agreements and the negotiations, help you with writing, helping you with decisions that you're trying to make. And again, when when there are the challenges to the goals or authority figures or career momentum in this story, it will be playing out for Gemini over a financial theme, like a loan, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the settlements, the alimony, those kind of topics. Or it will be playing out over the sexual, reproductive, divorce, death, birth, or third-party scenario. So pay attention to that. Mercury goes into its shadow on the 8th, so you start to slow down and reconnect with past internet interests, or maybe you start to take a break from some current ones. And then you'll be full into this Mercury retrograde on the 22nd. So it is a do-over period. You do want to kind of pay attention to who's coming back around, who's exiting, what you want to refocus on. It goes, you know, the retrograde part of it goes by fairly quickly. So you do want to, you know, make that work, make that an important part of it. And, you know, all the dates with the challenges and the push and the change of energies at the top of the show for all of that. And then with Jupiter retrograding, Jupiter has been trying to get you to see some personal growth through your work scenarios, your health, or your animals. And it's been doing this through Scorpio. So maybe you've been focusing a lot of the work interest on the financial side of things. Maybe you've needed to organize or hire help or sign paperwork for the financial stuff going on. Maybe it's been about the divorce. Maybe it's been about, you know, health and intimacy or health and the finances, you know, whatever's been going on here. It's really been trying to open this up. It's been asking you to look at Jupiter, what you need to do about it. Do you need to deal with the legal side, or do you need to travel or deal with someone at a distance, or, you know, focus on the educational curve here, or the media side or marketing side, the ceremony, the religious or political side. This is slowing down and retrograding on March 8th and will then be retrograde for 4 months. So at this point, you slow down with the work, the health, the animals, the paperwork, the hired help, the coworkers, the organizing, the cleaning. You go back and you have a do-over. I mean, so you really want to, again, reconnect with past people or finally clear this off the slate over the next 4 months. If you missed something, go back and fix it. Deal with these, you know, key people about what it is you need to figure out in those combinations. And again, highlights are listed at the top of the show for the dates that stand out with that. All right, for Cancer. Cancer, you guys, this Aries energy is in your career midheaven. The cardinal signs are going to get the biggest push out of all this Aries energy because the square to Capricorn will be either a conjunction or an opposition or a square for your sign. So that means Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn are the ones that are going to be the most amplified during this period. So with Venus, it'll be for 3.5 weeks. For Mercury, it'll be 9 weeks, both starting on March 6th. Oh, man, my tooth is killing me. Sorry, guys. So for Cancer, you guys, you know, Venus moving here, this is about your career, it's about your personal goals, it's about your dealings with higher up authority figures. Venus should help smooth that out and help you attract what you need there. You can focus on love goals or money income goals, income and career, what you're doing with women authority figures, what you're doing with beauty interests in any of those areas. So it becomes like a really lovely period, except for the fact that it's pushing against Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. So there will be times where either you're pushing yourself harder to achieve something, or you're frustrated or challenged with some kind of obstacle to overcome. And that will be about the romantic partner, the business partner, the clients, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the competitor, the opponent. So some key individual that you're needing to really get serious with and deal with some changes going on here and transforming or evolving the situation as you go through this month. With Mercury moving into this career goals and authority figures part of the sky for Cancer, this will help you get into more talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and offers and decisions about those themes. So that's a good thing. But again, you will have those moments where you're having obstacles or challenges or pushing harder when it comes to what you're trying to do there with that and that partner, client, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent. Check the top of the show for the dates that stand out with that. Mercury enters its shadow of the retrograde on the 8th, so you could start to have slowdowns or being pulled back to the past or something current kind of retreating for a few weeks, or, you know, just some mix-ups and stuff that have to do with career or personal goals or authority figures. By the 22nd, you're full on into the retrograde, so it is a do-over, a time to go back and rethink things in those areas, rework them, release things that are blocking you, rekindle things that still hold promise. Really think about what you're trying to achieve. What are your goals now? What do you want to do about this career direction? What do you want to do with the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, the director, the teacher, or some other higher-up authority-type person? Check the dates at the top of the show because there's quite a few over the next 9 weeks that will really be important for Cancer in this dance going on here. with Jupiter retrograding on March 8th, for Cancer, you know, Jupiter has been trying to open up something in a way that brings personal growth or happiness or prosperity for Cancers through lovers or children or creative endeavors or recreation. And it's been doing that, you know, by focusing on some of the Scorpio themes, so the shared or bigger financial scenarios, the sex life, the reproductive life, what's happening with a divorce or a death or a birth or a third-party scenario. And it's been asking you to take care of the Jupiter things that can kind of get you from point A to point B with these lovers or creative projects or the kids or the recreation. And so with Jupiter, it's saying, you know, do you need to tackle the legal side of this or the educational side or travel or deal with people at a distance or get involved in the media or marketing or wedding or religious or political interests here? So we still have quite a few months left of this, but this month Jupiter's going to retrograde over all of that, and it's a mouthful. Trust me, I know. So, you know, starting on March 8th and for the next 4 months, just slowing down with those lovers and kids and creative projects and recreational pursuits and all that stuff that's attached to it. And you're meant to kind of go back and reclaim some things, rekindle some things, or release some things, or rework them. You know, so you want to see where you are and do you need to kind of finesse something that's ongoing or return to the past or give a little space and rethink where you're going, and then note the dates that stand out at the top of the show for, you know, key turning points with this. For Leo, all of this Aries energy is going to be about your ninth house. So we have, you know, Venus and Mercury really starting to hit it hard this week and get you to focus more on this. So this is either about legal needs, travel plans, educational pursuits, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing interests, a wedding, the religious or political experiences, or something that's growth-oriented and adventurous for you. And so with Venus here for the next 3.5 weeks, starting on March 6th, this can make it you focus on a woman there or focus on the love in one of those scenarios or focus on income interest in the mix or what you're doing about beauty themes. And this should be good. It should help you attract what you want and smooth things out. But the square to the planets in Capricorn means that it's going to either be pushing you as well, especially at the peak points when it's squaring those planets, or bringing up challenges or obstacles to overcome. And that will be about the details, the organizing, the cleaning, the hired help, the paperwork, the coworkers, the job, the health, the animals. You got a lot to figure out there, right? So be aware of those dates I gave at the top of the show for that. With Mercury moving into this area of the ninth house, you're going to be able to get into more talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and proposals and interviews and offers and decisions about the travel, the legal, the educational, the media, the marketing, the wedding, the religious. So this, again, should be a good thing. You just want to be aware that it will square all those planets in Capricorn throughout the next 9 weeks. So at those points, you'll be talking it out, making the decisions, but having to get serious and deal with any changes or evolving the scenarios through work, health, pets, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, organizing, or cleaning. Mercury enters the shadow of its retrograde on the 8th. So at that point, you know, you're starting to slow down and go back and rethink, or revisit past people and bring them into the scenario, or, you know, give a little space to work something out. It's a do-over with these legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political themes. And by the 22nd, you're full and into the Mercury retrograde. So, yeah, you got your hands full there, Leo. And Jupiter retrograding on March 8th is going to be a four-month retrograde. For Leo, oh, man, my tooth, I swear to God, it hurts. Oh, man. With cancers, yeah, mine must be about dealing with that specialist. There you have it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry. For Leo, Jupiter retrograde is going to, you know, it's been trying to get you guys to open up and see some growth, see some happiness or prosperity. That is about something that is opening up what you're doing in your home or about your home or with real estate deals or moves or renovations or roommate scenarios or parents or family as well. And really getting you to, you know, get there through Scorpio, through, you know, how where you are in the big financial picture with themes, or where you are sexually, intimately, reproductively, or with a divorce or a death or a birth or a third-party situation. And really trying to get you to take care of anything Jupiter-oriented that would then impact your home, family, et cetera. So do you need to take care of the legal side of things, the educational, the media, the marketing, the wedding, the religious, the political, the travel, to make this happen? So on March 8th, as Jupiter retrogrades, you're slowing this all down and you're starting to go back over things and get them right, weed out the things that are not right, you know, do some things, some reconnecting with past people or ideas or situations so you can figure out where you are with it, rekindle what needs rekindling, what needs reworking. So you may this as the energy shifts on the 8th, and then, you know, pay attention to the top of the show where I break down the case and stand out with points with all of that. For Virgo, all this Aries energy is in your 8th house. So over the next 3.5 weeks with Venus and the next 9 weeks with Mercury, you're really going to be focusing a lot either on the big financial situation that you need to, so your taxes, your insurance, your investments, your settlements, your alimony, your child support, your loans, your commissions, your, I don't know, I'm sure I'm leaving some things out, inheritance, bankruptcy, whatever, your partner's money, you know, whatever the big financial thing is, this is definitely giving you a lot of focus on it. And then the house also has a personal side to be focusing on sexual intimacy with me, or a reproductive need, or what's happened to divorce or birth or party situation that you're working between other people. And the love or the income flow or the women's beauty themes into this and make it a more enjoyable time for you, and it very well may do that. But there will be those pushes, those challenges to the planets in Capricorn throughout this, which means you're also going to have to get serious and deal with either pushing yourself a bit or dealing with obstacles and challenges and making any changes or evolving the situation with the lover or with the kids or with the creative project or with the recreational pursuits in the mix. And then with Mercury moving into this sign of finances and sex and reproduction and divorce and death and birth and third parties, also starting on March 6th, it's going to open up the potential to get into talks or meetings or sign agreements or make sales or write or interview or field offers or make decisions. And, you know, you're going to have this stuff moving forward and then slowing down and going backwards with the retrograde and then moving forward again. So you kind of want to pace yourself over these next 9 weeks. And you're also going to have that interlaced challenge to the Capricorn planets throughout the process, which will push you harder to achieve something or show you where the challenges or obstacles are with those kids, lovers, creative projects, or recreational pursuits in the mix. So shadow starts of the retrograde on the 8th. That's when you can start to slow down and go back over things, reconnect with past people, pull back from current situations if you need to for a little bit and rethink things, and then full into the Mercury retrograde on the 22nd. For Jupiter retrograde, oh, Virgos, bless your heart. Jupiter retrograde is retrograding in the communication information part of your chart. So it's going to feel maybe a little bit like a double retrograde here. But it will have other influences. I mean, you're really going to slow down starting on the 8th when it comes to talks, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions, anything involving brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, short trips, local activities. So all of that, you know, this has been where Jupiter's been trying to open up your life, you know, through getting you into those talks and meetings and decisions and interactions, all of that stuff about, you know, financial interests, about a death, a birth, a divorce, your sex life, your reproductive life, and really trying to get you to deal with the Jupiter themes that can help you then open this up through what you need to tackle legally or through travel or education or marketing or weddings or religion or politics. So this is slowing down and returning back to the past. And so you may be hearing from some people or running into them out there locally or, you know, reevaluating where you are with those vehicles or electronics or agreements or sales or writing, et cetera. So it may spark some big cool things from the past, but it also may slow you down and give you the time you need to rework something current. For Libra, all of this personal energy moving into Aries for you guys is in your relationship zone. So you're going to host Venus there starting on March 6th for a little over 3 weeks until the 31st. And Mercury also moving in on March 6th and staying for 9 weeks until May 13th. So it's going to be a lot of interaction now with romantic partners or business partners, clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or competitors or opponents or advocates. And so Venus here for the 3.5 weeks is going to really make it about love or income or women or beauty interests, and it will help you enjoy yourself a little more or attract what you need, smooth out issues. However, she is going to, at certain points, square those planets, which means at those points you will need to deal with something serious or, you know, dig a little deeper or make those changes or evolve a situation that is involving one of these key people and what's going on in your home or with a roommate, with a move or renovation or real estate deal or with family or parents. With Mercury moving into this relationship zone, it's going to help you meet, you know, or the interviews or sign agreements or make sales or write or have those important talks or get out there on some short trips or make decisions, you know, when it comes to partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents. So, again, this is going to start to open that up, and it's going to be slowing down. It enters the shadow on the 8th. So you'll start to return to past key relationships in those areas or maybe take a breather from a current scenario for a few weeks during the actual retrograde or rethink something or rewrite it, rework it, you know, in some way that you're dealing with these people. And then you're full into that retrograde on the 22nd. So that's when you're really, you know, getting your big do-over there. And again, Mercury will have those occasions where it is pushing at those planets in Capricorn. So again, when it comes to the, you know, agreements, sales, writing, talks, meetings, decisions, the challenge will be about what's going on in the home or with real estate deals, move, parents, family, roommates, renovations. All right. Jupiter in your life through personal income or what you're purchasing or your position, what you're doing with them, or what you're doing with your prospect, and also how you're valuing yourself or what your values are and how they're evolving during this particular year. It's really been asking you to look at all that through the Scorpio lens of the bigger financial interests, the insurance, the taxes, the investments, et cetera, et cetera. And it's also been asking you to look at those purchases, products, income, possessions, et cetera, as they relate to sexual intimacy, reproduction, divorce, death, birth, or third parties. Jupiter has wanted you to do what you need to do about Jupiter there to make this a better thing. So do you need to tackle the legal, the travel, the educational, the media, the marketing, the wedding, the religious or political themes here to open this up? On March 8th, as Jupiter is stopping and retrograding, it's taking you back into the past 4 months, giving you a do-over with income flow, the purchase, the products, the possessions. So what do you want to tweak there? What do you still need to tie all together with all those topics I just listed? Do you need to reconnect with someone from the past and give it another go? Do you need to release something that's blocking? Do you need to rework an ongoing scenario? Do you need to let something or someone go for a few months and give yourself the space to get this right and then come back when Jupiter's going direct in July? So, you know, be aware of this shift starting on March 8th. For Scorpio, Venus and Mercury really starting to hammer in a lot of focus here on a personal level for you in your sixth house starting on March 6th. They both move into this sign then. Venus will stay 3.5 weeks, Mercury about 9. So this is going to be a lot of focus on your work, your health, any, your animals or any interest you have in animals, what's going on with paperwork, with hired help, with coworkers, with organizing, with cleaning. So, you know, think about what you want to achieve there. Venus moving here for 3.5 weeks from the 6th through the 31st is going to help you smooth things out or attract the money flow there or the women who can help or the beauty interests, maybe beauty and health or beauty in the work you're doing or love coming there through the work or the coworkers or the hired help or the what you're doing with your health scenarios. And this should be a really good thing most of the time, but you're also going to be coming in contact with those squares that are challenging to the Capricorn topics. And so there will be some tough, serious decisions to make or some important, ambitious, talks, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions. Again, you want to think about when those dates come up that I talked about at the top of the show, it's time, you know, to really get real about what it is you want to end or commit to or, you know, cement in some way. And also, where are the changes and the purging and the evolvement of the scenario going? With Mercury moving into this part of the chart, it will open up all these communications for you. So you can, you know, when it comes to work, health, pets, coworkers, hired help, paperwork, you can meet, talk with people, sign agreements, make sales, write, interview, audition, et cetera. Really going to open all that up for you. But it's also going to be slowing down and taking you back into the past because of the shadow of the retrograde and then the retrograde. Shadow starts on the 8th of March, retrograde on the 22nd. So really time to reevaluate where you are in these situations, go back to some old contacts, see what can be rekindled, release the things that are no longer working, rework things that could do better for you if they were finessed in some way. And again, with those dates I gave at the top of the show, when you're going to come into these squares with Capricorn energy, that's when you'll be getting super serious one way or the other with those offers or decisions or agreements or sales or writing or interviews or, you know, whatever's happening there communication-wise or information-wise with these subjects. So it is a big push over the next 9 weeks with that. Jupiter retrograding is retrograding in your sign. So you've had months of it really trying to push you to open up your own personal or physical horizons to seek, you know, more prosperity or happiness or have a growth experience for yourself. Really been asking you to look at where you are with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, as well as where you are with those personal needs that you have for your life and doing that through Scorpio. So getting, you know, in there about where you are financially or sexually or intimately or reproductively or with a divorce or a death or a birth or a third party power empowerment kind of scenario. And then also asking you to look at what you can do through Jupiter to broaden the scope for yourself. So where are you with the travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, ceremonial, religious, or political interests in the mix? So starting on the 8th, Jupiter is going to take you back to reconnect with past people or release things that are blocking or rekindle things that could still go on. Give yourself a little bit of a breather to catch up and finesse this stuff and get it right for yourself. So watch what's happening as the energy is starting to shift on the 8th. For Sagittarius, you guys are going to have all this energy flowing into Aries. It's going to be a lot of focus on your creative projects, your kids, the lover or your love life, or anything recreational. And so Venus traveling here for 3.5 weeks starting on March 6th is going to help you smooth things out or attract the love into any of those topics or the income flow into any of those topics or help you with women or beauty interests in those creative and recreational and love and kids arenas. And this is a really good thing. It's a wonderful experience to have it here. You will, though, have those days where you're dealing with the squares that are going on in Capricorn to the planets there. And so there will be those days where you'll be pushing for something more or challenged when it comes to your needs with those themes. And the challenge of this Capricorn energy is about your income or a purchase or your possessions or your products and what's going on with that in the scenario. With Mercury moving into this territory of lovers and kids and creative projects and recreation, also starts March 6th, going to last until May 13th. So you're going to start to open up the talks or meet people or sign agreements or make sales or write or interview or audition or field offers and proposals and make decisions in these areas. Lots more communication going on, but it's slowing down. You enter the shadow of the Mercury retrograde on the 8th, and you might start to hear from past people in those areas or start to have some mix-ups or slowdowns in current scenarios and start to enter the idea of rethinking things, reworking them, releasing, rekindling. You'll be full into the Mercury retrograde on the 22nd onward, and so that will definitely be a period of going back and having your do-over. So pay attention to what seems to be important with all this as it's starting to shift over the 6th, the 8th, the 22nd. And then be aware of the dates I gave at the top of the show where the squares to Capricorn will mean you're really having to get serious about what you're doing about the income, the purchases, the possessions, or the products as they pertain to this situation. And, you know, any changes you want to make, any endings or commitments you want to make, and how you're evolving that scenario. With Jupiter retrograding, you know, you've had Jupiter really pushing for some growth experience for you, some more happiness or prosperity through your 12th house matters. So that was through art and film and music and dance and painting and poetry and everything news related. It's also been pushing you to do that through private romantic time with someone or through spiritual practices or through healing in hospitals or other institutions or through research and digging into information. And it's been asking you to, you know, do that through Scorpio. So focusing on the big financial needs there or the sexual interests there or the reproductive or divorce or death or birth or third parties in this situation. And it's also been saying, you know, what can you do about Jupiter here to grow this whole thing? So when it comes to the arts or the romance, I mean, do you want to travel? Or when it comes to the hospitals or institutions or research or spirituality, you know, do you want to travel? Or is there something with the other Jupiter themes in the mix, legal, educational, wedding, media, marketing, publishing, religious or political? So as we come to the 8th and this stuff is slowing down in the sky and starting to retrograde for the next 4 months, it is time for you guys to kind of take a breather, look at where you've come so far, go back over anything current that you want to fine-tune or fix or release or rekindle, go back to past people and issues and opportunities and situations and rekindle things or release things or rework things with them over the next 4 months about those topics. Or, you know, if there's kind of some space between you and some situation or person currently involved in these that starts with this retrograde, then it's about a four-month thing. If it's not, you know, a forever thing, it would be about a four-month thing, giving you this period to kind of figure out where you are. This is definitely one of those favorable do-overs, the Jupiter one, for everybody. So do take the time to pay attention to what's starting to shift gears in one or more of those areas. And then plan on focusing on that. All right, for Capricorn, the personal planetary energy moving into Aries for you, this starts on March 6th, both of these planets. And with Venus, you'll have it there till the 31st, 3.5 weeks. For Mercury, up there for 9 weeks until May 13th. So this is going to be focusing on what's going on in your home with real estate deals, moves, renovations, with family, parents, roommates, with anything involving history or ancestry. And so Venus's energy here will help either focus on a particular woman in this mix or a bunch of women in this mix, focus on the love there with home or family, or maybe income flow with a home business or a family business or real estate or renovations or moves or a roommate. And anything you want to focus on with beauty in the mix there too. So you might be doing some interior decorating there in the home or focusing on beauty with your family in some way. Definitely make it a more enjoyable time or a time when you can, you know, attract what you need there via the love or money or women or beauty interests. But there will be these squares to your sign throughout this period with both Venus and Mercury. So there will be times when you feel physically overwhelmed or personally challenging yourself or challenged by some situation here. It may be about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title. Maybe you're signing something. Maybe it's about where you're physically putting yourself here. So you want to be aware of those days that I mentioned at the top of the show about this, because, you know, you don't want to stress yourself, but it does look like you're pushing here to get serious about thing, to end it or make a commitment or to make a change or go deeper or, you know, all of those wonderful things you go through under the square aspects. Mercury moving into this place of home and family and roommates and real estate deals and renovations and moves and parents and all that, starting on March 6th, this is going to open up more talks and sales and agreements and writing and meetings and interviews and offers and decisions, and probably more short trips and maybe some more involvement with siblings or neighbors or travel or vehicles or electronics and that kind of thing. But it's going to, you know, start to slow and enter that shadow of the Mercury retrograde on the 8th and then go into the full-blown Mercury retrograde on the 22nd of March. And, you know, that goes until the 15th of April. So, you know, you are being asked to kind of slow down, look at where you are. Do you need to return to a past scenario with home or family or real estate, or do you need to exit a current situation, or do you need to rework the current or the past or release something or rekindle something? It's a do-over, you know? So there can be some issues, you know, with agreements or decisions or any of these Mercury themes because of the Mercury retrograde. But it's also offering you that chance to take the time out here and figure something out, you know. You're going to come out the other side of this and with a different perspective. And there will be, again, those occasional squares to the Capricorn sign. And those dates are listed at the top of the show. And those are the dates where you could feel like you're having to push yourself more, or you're being pushed more personal or physical level, or there's something on the line with your name or your title or your brand or your image in the mix. And so pay attention to those days. Jupiter retrograding starting on March 8th. This gives you 4 months to return to the past, slow down and review, release, rekindle things with friends, with groups, with the internet, with astrology, with charities, with gatherings, or with a personal aspiration or original project. And so Jupiter's really been trying to give you some growth in those areas over the last month. It's been asking you to kind of focus on those friends and groups and internet, et cetera, or your aspirations or original projects. Because of what's going on financially for you or sexually or with a divorce or a death or a birth or a third party. And it's been asking you to really look at what you could do about Jupiter here to open something up for your world, bring more happiness or prosperity or give you that growth opportunity. So that means travel or dealing with people at a distance or educational pursuits tied to it, or anything legal or media or marketing related, or about weddings or religion or politics in the mix. So as this slows on March 8th and starts to take you back into the past, you'll be going into this do-over, going back to the past people, possibly exiting a current scenario for a period of time, or reworking something current, or reworking that past scenario. So you really want to kind of watch what's coming up for you around that date. And pay attention to those big turning point dates that were listed at the top of the show for that. This actually looks like a beneficial retrograde. So there you have it for Aquarius. Venus and Mercury moving into Aries for Aquarius is communication oriented. So communication information oriented, I should say. So there's going to be a lot of focus on talks and meetings, agreements and sales, writing, interviews, auditions, offers, proposals, decisions, as well as the more material side of this area, which would be what's going on with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, short trips, or local activities. So Venus here for 3.5 weeks, starting on March 6th, through the should help smooth that out or make it more like you're out there on short trips or in those talks and meetings for pleasure, or you're pursuing these things for income or love, or there's women involved that are good for you, or there's something beauty-oriented. And this is really, you know, Venus being here is a good thing. However, Venus is going to come up and square those bad boys in Capricorn throughout this 3.5 weeks. Okay, you know, go back to the top of the show for the dates for that. And so for Aquarius, this means there will be some, you know, times when you're pushing yourself more or feeling challenged or frustrated when it comes to 12th house matters. And that means anything artistic, romantic, spiritual, dealing with hospitals or other institutions or research or addictions or secrets or boundary issues. And so you'll want to kind of get serious about where you are with that when the squares come up and make any changes or deal with any changes that are part of that story. With Mercury moving into your communication zone and then starting the shadow of the retrograde and retrograding, you know, this is definitely going to make maybe the Aquarians a little bit crazy, crazier, you know, during this period, just because, you know, you're going to be thinking one thing and then deciding another and hearing one thing and then, you know, hearing another. I mean, it's just really, I would say until you get to May 13th, I would not make any final choices if I could help it. But all this flexibility in the information flow, the talks, the meetings, the agreements, the sales, the writing, the interviews, the decisions, and what's happening with those brothers and sisters and neighbors and vehicles and electronics and local activities and short trips. I mean, this is going to kind of get you in there, get you going back to the past, running into those past people or picking back up on those past issues or opportunities or situations and rekindling things or releasing something or reworking it. It'll help you go back over and fine-tune current ongoing scenarios or pull back away from them for a period of time and figure something out. And then you'll definitely be, you know, again, running into those planets in Capricorn where you'll have to be either pushing harder or dealing with obstacles and challenges on the dates I gave at the top of the show, which would have to do with the artistic, spiritual, romantic, healing, hospital, addiction, research, investigation, boundary issues, secret type, you know, one of those. So, you know, pay attention to what's coming up. Maybe a little bit more intense for the Aquarians. So just tell yourself that you have to get to the end, allow things to kind of unfold as they will with your participation as much as you need to, right? And with Jupiter retrograding starting on March 8th, this is a four-month retrograde. This is a pretty good retrograde. It's back. Jupiter's been trying to expand your world and bring you more happiness or prosperity through setting personal goals this year of your life or through what's happening or what's going to happen on the career front or the direction you're going with authority figures like bosses, parents, judges, mentors, teachers, directors, etc. And it's been asking you to focus on those, you know, goals and career and authority figures have been about the big financial pictures or the sex life or the reproductive life or dealing with a death or a divorce or a birth or third-party scenarios because of the Scorpio influence. And Jupiter's been saying, you know, take care of me, the Jupiter themes in the mix so that you can open this up. So what do you need to do about the travel or the legal or the educational or the media marketing or wedding or religious or political themes in the mix? Where are you with these goals, this career, these authority figures, right? And so on the 8th, as Jupiter retrogrades, it's taking you back for 4 months to revisit the goals, revisit the career themes, revisit where you are with those authority figures. You might run into past people or situations involving those topics. You might be reworking something in an ongoing situation. You might be drawing back a little bit from a current scenario so you can have the space to get this right. But definitely take note as to what's kind of shifting gears in one or all of those areas for you on the 8th. For Pisces, Venus, and Mercury heading into Aries. This is going to give you weeks ahead, 3.5 weeks with Venus, 9 weeks with Mercury, both starting on March 6th, where you're going to have a lot more going on when it comes to your personal income, your purchases, what you're doing with your possessions or your products, and where you are with your values, being valued or what you value, right? And so Venus here for 3.5 weeks until the end of the month, she is going to help smooth that out or attract the money flow to all of those, or the love that you're, you know, have going on in the mix with these purchases or income or products or possessions. May bring women on board who are beneficial, may bring beauty themes into the mix that are part of this story. And this is a very good thing, but you are going to have those moments where it's challenged by the Capricorn energy. And so either you're pushing for something more involving this topic, or you're dealing with some kind of challenge, you know, that you have to overcome. And that for Pisces would be about an aspiration or original project in the mix, or what's going on with a friend, an associate, the group, the internet, the astrology, the charity, the gathering, or a cause as it ties into this scenario. So you can look at those dates at the top of the show for when that stands out. Mercury moving into this income, purchases, possessions, and products zone on March 6th is giving you that 2 months and a week of more talks and meetings and agreements and writing and interviews and auditions and sales and offers and decisions and short trips about it. But it's going to kind of slow down and take you into the past over those themes, because on the 8th, Mercury will then enter the shadow of the retrograde, and by the 22nd, is going to take you full-blown back into the past. So either you're going over the past with your ongoing current scenarios there and trying to tweak something one way or the other, or you're going back to past people, past situations, past issues, past opportunities, and seeing if you can rekindle something or release it or rework it in some way better what's happening here. So pay attention, you know, to what's kind of calling you back there. Again, you will have those moments where you're in square to those planets in Capricorn. So, and you'll have these moments where you'll need to deal with pushing harder or dealing with challenges with friends, groups, associates, gatherings, the internet, astrology, charities, causes, personal aspirations, or original projects in the mix. With the Jupiter retrograde that starts on March 8th, Jupiter's been trying to bring some growth for the Pisces through travel or with people at a distance, through legal channels, through anything educational, whether you're learning or teaching or training, through media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, that disseminating of information far and wide, through weddings or other ceremonies, or through religion or through politics. So you have quite a bit to choose from there. It's been asking you to look at where you are with Scorpio and all those themes. So, you know, where's the big financial scenarios playing out as they pertain to your travel or legal or educational or media or marketing or wedding or religious or political themes? Or it's been asking you to look at the personal side of Scorpio with those topics. You know, where are you sexually, reproductively with a divorce, a death, a birth, or a third-party scenario? And your own personal empowerment, too, I should say. And so this is slowing down and going back into the past starting on March 8th, 4 months of backtracking here to either rework something that you're currently involved in with one of those or many of those topics, or go back to past people or past situations or past issues or past opportunities and rekindle, rework, release, do what you need to do to get it right. You're going to have until July 10th for that. So pay attention to what's shifting. This is an opportune retrograde because of the alignments that will be coming up over these next 4 months. So you definitely want to keep that door open and see what you can figure out. So we did it, guys. It's Zoe Moon. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I'll be back here next week, same time, God willing. I hope it is a wonderful week for everybody. Into the past we go. I'll talk to you then. Bye.